Let's talk a little bit about silent killers and invisible illnesses. These are admittedly very catchy names, they sound kind of cool, but they are far from that. An invisible illness is just that. It's something that's out of sight. You don't see it, you don't see it on others, you don't see it in yourself, although you might know you have it. So things that are categorized as an invisible illness is usually things that are pertaining to pain, for example, arthritis, mental illnesses. You don't know that someone else is going through, say, depression or is schizophrenic until you really, really dig deeper and interact with that person. Any type of cancer that's, you know, a lot deeper and less so on the surface, not skin cancer, but any other cancer, essentially. And there are many more. And a silent killer is also just that. It is most likely an invisible illness that also will kill you. So those cancers that I was talking about, if they are more stealth, then it could be categorized as a silent killer, because by the time you really exhibit symptoms, you're at the end stages. It's already metastasized. You know, ovarian cancer, certain lung cancers. And then there are other ones that are more common that a lot of us are struggling with or know someone who has, that we don't give enough attention to, like diabetes and hypertension. Those things are silently damaging your cardiovascular system. You don't really feel the symptoms until you really feel it. Like you really get a stroke, you really get a heart attack. You'd be lucky if you can walk away from that with no permanent damage. A lot of people still can die from that. You can still die from a stroke. You can still die from a heart attack. And that's why it's also categorized as a silent killer. The reason why I want to bring these things up is because the elderly that I encounter, be it my patients or my relatives, you know, my grandparents, they are almost reluctant to take medicine. Okay, they believe in things that are natural, especially people with, you know, who aren't from the West. You know, I'm Chinese, and we have some cultures and beliefs. You know, we believe in things that are more natural, leaves, you know, mushrooms. And it really is kind of a culture shock when suddenly you're given a pill. Not only is it a pill to take for your sickness, but it's a sickness that you don't see, nor do you feel. It's not a pain medicine. It's not like it's Tylenol. We're talking about things like high blood pressure. You'd have to have seriously, seriously high blood pressure to actually feel a thing. But for the most of us, it's, you know, chronically high, sort of. You know, enough to do damage silently in the background, but not enough for us to feel. So when these people, you know, the older people are told to take this pill to treat something that they can't feel or see, that they just have to trust is treating something that's dangerous and that's killing them, you know, they weren't taught that. And what happens is they stop taking the medicine, or they don't take it religiously. You know, they take it whenever they feel like it, or they take it when they feel something. They aren't taught the importance of compliance. And for everyone who's listening, I want to make it clear that compliance is everything, because in Western medicine, the medicines that are approved are done via clinical trials. Trials that have proven that this medicine works for a certain studied population, and they all have one thing in common, and that's when they did the studies, they did it under the condition that these study participants are taking these medications daily or whatever the regimen is religiously. So if you're given a regimen and you don't take it, you've essentially placed yourself outside of the parameters of the study, so it automatically makes you just not reap the benefits of the medication. And I'm saying this from experience. I have relatives that will only take their blood pressure medication when they feel like a headache or something, and it's not meant for that, at least not the medications that they were prescribed. There are blood pressure medications that could help with migraines, but In this case, it was meant for chronic hypertension, and they only took the medication when they felt like it or when they felt it. And then what happens is when they go do their checkup, their parameters aren't going to be to par, and the doctor's going to try to do all sorts of things like adjust doses and stuff like that, when the real issue is that the patient isn't actually taking the medication. It's an easy fix that doesn't require dosage changes, but a lot of times these patients are ashamed or at least embarrassed that they're not taking it on the daily when they go see the doctor, so they don't admit to that. The doctors will never know, and they end up increasing the medication because it seems like it's not working when it could have been working had the patient been taking it on the daily. The fix here and the point here is that we all have to respect these diseases. I don't care if you're only pre-diabetic, I don't care if your blood pressure is only slightly high, fix it now, before it becomes something bigger than it has to be, before it becomes something that is too late to fix. Anyways, that's my little rant today. Thanks for tuning in to the Roger Farm D Show. You might be hearing some background noise, and that's because I'm in the lobby right now. Again, I am abroad, I'm away, I'm in Hong Kong, and there isn't really a controlled setting with no noise, so I'm stuck here for the next week or so, and then I'm back to where I was before. Remember, kids, respect your diseases and diagnosis, respect your medication, remember to take it, please don't forget.